When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Dude, he put me in a wrist lock. I was messing around with him, and my wrist is still stinging with pain. I swear to God.
You always got to...
What? I want to get some advice.
I know, but then, like, you start grabbing his wrist, and he looked at you like...
Come on, bro.
And then I'm thinking, just lay off. He's like the prized possession here. We got money riding on this thing now, Saturday
Well,
night.
I'm just getting tips next time you get loud. I mean, I could just save the energy. I could just, instead of having to throw a punch at you, I could grab your wrist and make it easy.
We will go from Bo Nickel to Jay Leno coming up in 10 minutes here on
Interesting
the
Interesting show today. He was good, man. Bo was a humble guy. And all kidding aside, when you use the term hammer, when he says hammer me with the bet, we're hammering him. We're going. This might be the biggest bet I've made this year. We're going in.
I liked his answer to your question about how he bounced back from a loss.
Mm-hmm.
So I was already sold in that moment, and then I brought it up thinking it'd be funny to joke about it. He's like, oh, I'd hammer it.
Oh, yeah. Our eyes lit up, man.
I didn't need much pushing.
So that's like insider trading to us. Like, that's all we need to hear. We're in.
That is tremendous. Well, it beats betting on the ponies. I can't talk to them.
I know. Ponies, I couldn't bet them if my life. I have no idea how to bet horses.
Apparently neither do you, based on how you did this summer.
I got destroyed
in Saratoga. No, but I do like looking at the horse and looking in the eye. And I kind of talk to him, you know, silently through my own. I'm like, all right, guy, we got him here. We got him. Don't worry about it. And this guy, you could actually get it from. And he said it himself, yeah, and hammer it. All right, well, we will. And he can't lose. Well, knock on wood. I don't want him to lose now. I want him to win. Forget about the bet, but. He's going to lose two in a row.
He's going to crush him. The discipline here, what do you say, he's 3-1 favorite, something like that? The discipline here is just, they're different.
That's the thing.
They're different.
Imagine the diet leading up to a fight. Like, it's intense, man.
Yeah, it is very intense. And
afterward, I should ask him that. Afterward.
Does he go nuts?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know Connor used to go. Actually, Connor probably went nuts during training, too.
McGregor?
Connor McGregor, after a fight, he'd be walking to DP. He said that
Is he still alive?
Yes.
Maybe Ricky Hatton. I'm sorry, I got him confused with Ricky Hatton.
Okay, yeah.
Remember Ricky
Hatton? Connor's alive. I do.
Who fought
the boxer?
Yeah, yeah.
Did he
fight Mayweather? Yes, he did.
Yep.
That's what I was just saying.
No, Connor's alive and kicking. Connor's up there with a bottle of the scotch right after the fight. I mean, he's different than our boy Bo.
Hoff, you're going to this thing Saturday night now?
Yes. I'm very happy about that.
You going to bet him as well?
You got to bet Bo.
You have to.
Bo Nix.
Oh, yeah. Bo, 100%.
Bo
he
Nickel.
Should be
a big Bronco fan as well, we found out off the air. Big game with them, with the Chiefs coming up on Sunday, so looking forward
Chiefs
to that.
Chiefs are going
to smoke them. So you usually bet on these, Hoff, or no, the UFC fights?
I do. I hit some, but the thing is I get excited. I think I know really a lot about MMA, so I go and I do these seven parlays.
Right.
And there's always one I miss, and that bothers me.
You're a big guy. You know, if you were in the octagon against Bo, you probably got about 70 pounds on him, right?
At least, yeah.
Can you at least survive 10 seconds?
No way.
No, 10 seconds?
No, he's too quick. I'm not going to even try. That's not true. I know a little bit. I may
Dude,
be
come on.
Able
I'm saying
to.
10 seconds, come not on. 10 minutes.
That's worse than me saying I could hit a home run in batting practice at City Field.
Is he going to try to choke me out?
Well,
if he's going to choke me out, I could probably give it 10 seconds because...
Before you die.
Right.
Yeah, yeah,
because
yeah.
I should be able to know enough to try to engage with, like,
to buy 3-4 seconds. Yeah, exactly. Well, that's what I'm asking. Now, if he comes with a temple shot as soon as the bell rings, you're not making 10 seconds.
Well, I should be able to parry that, too. I should be able to.
Okay. No, now you sound crazy. What? If he comes at, if Bo Nickel comes out with the intention to deliver a shot to your temple.
I know how to block a little bit.
You're not
bit.
Blocking Bo Nickel. You're not blocking him.
He almost broke BT's wrist in 2 seconds here during the break.
Thumb down, right? Was that what
he's saying? Absolutely. Yeah. I know thumbs down, but it still hurts.
After the picture, BT's like, oh, crazy. Come on, man. Show me some moves. Show me some
I didn't say it like that. Don't come on, dude. I didn't say it like that. I don't know how.
I feel like every wrestler that comes in here, BT's always like, all right, show me something real quick.
Well, yeah.
Show me how to do like a figure four.
Well, that I could do. I can actually do. I learned that when I was 7. Greg the Hammer Valentine. I could actually do that.
Gallo was telling us a story yesterday in the newsroom about when Charlotte Flair was...
Oh, God, about how was I hitting on her?
Can you explain? No. He said you would something with the figure four. Would you ask her to put her in the figure four?
I did. I actually begged her to put me in the figure four.
Yes.
I didn't ask her.
She said no, and then you kept going.
I don't know.
And then he gave it to Gallo.
That's a couple years ago.
That's actually how they ran into each other. He was on the floor with Gallo, giving him a figure four, and then she turns the corner.
I can do the figure four, like, God. On command right now.
The only thing I could do...
I could.
I was able to do the Razor's Edge. I did that to my brother.
Razor's Edge.
Yeah.
What time is Jay Leno?
My God.
1:20.
Okay,
so maybe we want to break in like 5 minutes.
We're going to break here. The BT and Sal Show on the Fan is presented by your Tri-State Cadillac dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants. Did you hook us? Oh, we're all going as a show.
Oh, do you want to go?
What is it?
Saturday night.
This Saturday?
Saturday.
I don't wander from the crib that much. You guys have been dating for the last 4 months, going out everywhere.
Who?
You two. Yeah, the bar.
We went Friday night.
The Ranger game charity. We were going to go to.
BT, if I asked you to go to that charity thing, which I didn't, and it wasn't. If I asked you to go, you would have said, I'll get back to you.
And then
about 3 days before, you would have been like, I can't get there.
No chance you would have gone to that.
No, you guys are selling me short. If you would have asked me to go to a Ranger game, not interested. Honestly, even a Knick game, not interested. Charitable event for you, I would have been there. You didn't ask me. I didn't bring it up. You didn't ask me. I would show up for that.
No.
That's on you.
I would have shown up for that.
On a Friday night? I don't think so.
You can say that now. We'll never know. You didn't ask me.
He was afraid to ask you. I was like, why not? What do you mean afraid to ask me?
Would you say yes or no? Well, no, but
you should pull the strings. You pull it around a little bit because you don't. The thing about BT.
Pull the strings.
The thing about BT is you have good intentions.
Oh, thank you. I'm incredibly well-intentioned.
You're going to want to do it, but you won't have a decision until about 2 days before. By that point in time, it's already done.
Well, that's possible. I'm going to grant you that.
That's fair.
That's kind. All right, you stay out of this book. I know where you're going. No, listen, Hop. That's true. Like, I can't commit. Sal commits on the spot.
Yes.
Now.
For that stuff. For him.
I would have done that for you. I've actually done guest bartending a bunch. It's fun. I probably would have taken an Uber because I would have actually leaned into it to that extent.
That was like an hour away, though.
I know. It's a long drive, but that's different. Away, yeah. And plus, was Georgie there, by the way? Was Santiago there?
No, he was not there. I thought he may have gone to be there, but I think they had like an event or something like that. Not an event. I think they had a tournament that weekend or something like that, so he was not able to get
there. I would have been there for you. I would have been. I swear to God. But the other Ranger games on a Tuesday, I'm not going. No interest.
So the theme, to sum it up, the theme, Hoff dropped the ball on that because you did not ask.
But I dropped the A-Rod ball with you. Was that what you were teeing up for?
Next.
I know. Go ahead, finish.
You dropped the ball with the A-Rod.
Yeah, we're all ball droppers, but you.
Exactly. The defense.
That's it. This guy. Oh, he turns it into a Sal positive. That's what he was doing. Huh? I could see it a mile away, Hop. We know him by now.
BT and Sal on the Fan. When we come back, Jay Leno will join us.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Now, Jay's going to be performing Friday night, November 14th. He will be at Bergen Pack Center here for a one-night-only stand-up show.
That's a great spot, by the way. I've been there a few times. It's awesome.
An evening with Jay Leno, one-night-only stand-up comedy show featuring Jay, of course. And, I mean, Jay, it's an honor to have you. BT and Sally, you're on The Fan. How are things, Jay?
Good. Tell a few jokes, trying to make a living. That's the gig, you know, gentlemen. That's how it works.
God, man, hearing your voice, it brings me back. I used to love watching. I was a Letterman guy, but I loved your show as well. I just went back this weekend and watched that late night show that I couldn't get enough of, the drama with you taking over for Carson and all that stuff. What do you think, Jay, of the current state of late night?
Well, it's fine. It's fine. I'm out of that game now. Thank you very much. Well, look, you know, the whole scenario has changed. In the old days, they used to call it must-see TV. If you want to see something, you have to turn it on at this particular time. Well, that doesn't exist anymore. You can watch the entire Godfather trilogy on streaming with no commercials. You know, I mean, the thing that really hurts late night, I think, is just the number of ads, because as TV gets smaller, they put more ads in to cover the costs. And consequently, on an hour show, you have maybe 44 minutes of show after 11:30 at night. It's all, you know, if I see Jake from State Farm again, I'm going to shoot myself in the head.
It's enough.
I mean, I like Kimmel. I like Colbert. I like Fallon. I like, you know, I like jokes. So to me, the monologue is always the part I enjoy most. So I try to catch those when I can.
Yep. That's what obviously pulls in the audience for sure. And then the ability to just have wide ranging interviews and be relatable and all that stuff, which you were phenomenal at. And let's face it, Jay, one of the things that's really changed about the late night game here is that Johnny Carson knew this, and he knew it better than anybody, what not to touch. And that, to me...
Well, it's funny that you say that, because I get beat up for doing the same thing. You know, it's like, oh, you know, in the real world, when you go out and you do it, when you're on TV, you're playing to a specific audience, and they like you, and they're your fans, and they show up. When you go in the real world, you're going to have X number of Democrats, X number, probably got some Trump people, going to have some stuff. So you've got to kind of try at least... be egalitarian about it. Make fun of both sides equally or whatever, because as soon as you cross that line, boo, and people get crazy. It's just unbelievable. Yeah. So I've kind of taken politics out of it. I'll do it a little tiny bit, but not to the point where, you know, people want to get in a fight with you.
Well, agreed. And Jay, in a lot of ways, it's really become a referendum on society where – it's like I used to watch you and all the guys. I'm a big Conan fan as well. I don't think you mentioned him before, Sal, all the other legends that you did.
No, Letterman and Leno. Those are the two guys.
No, I'm just throwing Conan. I love him as well. And of course, Jay was great. But like you watch it to escape from the reality of the world. Now it's like you flip on some of these people and you can't escape the darkness of the world. It's almost flipped.
Well, I guess it's a certain amount. But I always get in trouble when I talk about this. So I try to keep it to a minimum. But, you know, You know, write joke, tell joke, get check. It's a real simple joke.
There you go.
Jay, do you have any regrets about... See, to me, you just, I don't know you first time talking to you, but you seem like such a nice guy. Reading that book, The Late Shift, and then watching the movie, even the way you've handled yourself in you know recent years, but you also get a bad rap with the way the Conan thing went down. Do you have any regrets about how NBC and that whole situation played itself out?
But tell me what went down. That's the hilarious thing about this. Nobody knows.
You tell me. They make it seem like you went back and hurt Conan. So you tell us what happened.
NBC came to me one day and said, Conan wants the Tonight Show, blah, blah. I said, all right, fine. So we made a deal to leave. Okay. In the interim, Craig Ferguson came along. And Craig was competing against Conan. And then in many cases, he was beating them. And then... Zucker calls me, goes, we think we made a mistake. I go, guys, it's your mistake. What do you want me to do? Well, we don't know what we're going to do. Well, All right, fine. So then I left. Okay. And then it wasn't getting enough. I mean, look, ultimately, you pull your own weight. I certainly didn't do anything to get in the way. I didn't think I'd get the show back. They came to me and said, this doesn't seem to be working. I said, all right, we'll call Conan and see what he wants to do. And then NBC came up with this another brilliant idea of having me do a half-hour monologue. And then I said, run it by Conan. If he wants to do it, I'll do it. And Conan didn't want to do that. And then one thing. But my favorite thing, I was in a meeting with NBC. And I said to them, I'm just curious. You know, I've been number one for the last sort of 12 years. Oh, why are we making this change? And one of the NBC executives says, we want what's above number one.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
Okay. I said, what is above number one? I just started to laugh, and then they realized how stupid this is. I said, God, guys, whatever you want to do, it's fine with me.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And they come along. Then they decided to try the Jay Leno show at 10 o'clock. I said, I don't think it's going to work. Because then the affiliates want the monologue at the end of the show, so it leads into their news. I mean, just all these kind of – it was just NBC trying to have their cake and eat it too. And consequently, you know, it kind of drove a wedge between Conan and I. And I don't really comment on it. I nothing but praise for Conan. He's a very funny guy. He's a good comic. He's good. I enjoy him. Okay. But it's just what happens. You know, it's like I tell people, who do you tackle? You tackle a guy with the ball, okay? It's not personal, and that's what it becomes. And when you're business like NBC, they're in a business to make money. See, here's what they had. They had a hit with Letterman, and they had a hit with me. So they realized if they got rid of Letterman and moved him down, there's no rule that Letterman made a gold mine out of a dead area where there was nothing at 12:30. So they said, we got to keep him here. So they're getting him. Okay. Then Conan came along, and Conan, after a few rough spots, held the mantle just like Letterman did. And they said, well, we got two guys that are each doing well. What do we do? And they just tried to put Band-Aids on it to keep both of us happy for the longest amount of time. And ultimately, it didn't work out, yeah.
So, I mean, listen, Jay, you were amazing, but you were no Magic Johnson. I mean, the Magic Hour, I mean.
I like Magic.
We all do. The show was terrible. Yeah. Magic Hour.
I sent some of my writers over there to work for him.
Okay. I got you.
You know, I like comedy. You know, it should be the funniest or the best or whatever wins. I mean, that's basically what it is. And you don't stifle the competition, you know. Magic. Mm-hmm. Magic was a good – yeah, he just wasn't a comic.
I got you.
Like me playing basketball. Yeah.
Who was your all-time favorite guest, Jay?
Oh. You know, it's funny. I like politics, so having presidents on, especially meeting guys before they were president. I mean, one of my favorite things was Hillary had the nomination locked up. She had it. And all of a sudden, Barack Obama shows up. Now, the interesting story on Barack, do you know who Philip Crane was?
I don't.
No.
Philip Crane, I think, was a congressman or something from Chicago.
Okay.
Caught having sex with his babysitter.
Jeez.
He's
out.
Then Alan Keyes, the black Republican conservative, ran to fill Crane's Democratic spot. The Democrats, we got to get an African-American guy to go against Keys because it's a big African-American audience. And, hey, how about this Barack Obama guy, the comedian organizer? So they brought Barack Obama in, okay? Like I always say, if Philip Crane hadn't slept with a babysitter, Obama wouldn't have been president, you know, but that's just kind of a funny thing that way. Okay, so then I see this guy announce. I go, let's get him on the – I call him up, and I said, hi, this is Jay Leno. I'd love to have you on the show. Oh, thank you, Jay. I appreciate that. You know, he does that kind of. So he rents a car. He flies out here, rents a car, drives himself to the Tonight Show because he's not famous now, mm-hmm. you know. And he walks out on stage. He says, Jay, my name is Barack Hussein Obama. I'm running for president of the United States. And I said to him, well, let's see. Okay, a black guy from Chicago, his middle name Hussein. I said, you shouldn't even have to campaign. I just think you'll win just based on the Hussein thing alone. And, you know, he's a pretty funny guy and sarcastic, and he liked that. And we became friends. Okay, so I even got his cell phone number. I keep in touch. Okay, fine. Well, then he wins. And as a nice gesture, he agreed to come on The Tonight Show as president, which is the first time that it ever happened. And the difference between driving a rental car and coming on as president, okay, the whole parking lot is tented, meaning from a satellite, when the limousine pulls in, it can't see where the limousine goes in like 2 acres of just tenting. Okay. And he comes on. There you go. Now, here's the best part about growing up in a small town and having the same idiot friends since eighth grade. I'm telling my friends this story, right? I said, well, you know, President Obama gave me his phone number. Let's call him up.
Oh, God.
I go, guys, we're not going to call him up, okay? No, you don't have it. No, you shut up, man. You don't have it. I do have it. So I show him in my phone book. I cover the phone number. So you see, it says President of the United States. And then I said, well, okay, what time is it? Okay, it's 3 o'clock here. It's 6 o'clock. All right. So I dial the number. Hey, Barack here. Mr. President, yes, Jay Leno. What can I do for you, Jay? Just here with some of my friends. Lose this number, Jay. Click.
We were talking with Jay Leno, who will be performing at the Bergen Performing Arts Center in Englewood, New Jersey, this Friday, November 14th, 8 p.m., an evening with Jay Leno, a one-night-only stand-up comedy show featuring Jay, of course, the legendary comedian. Couple more, Jay, for you, as we do appreciate your time here. So you mentioned Letterman before. You still talk to Dave at all?
Occasionally. You know, I've been a huge Letterman fan. When we started, Letterman was awkward and wasn't really a good stage performer, but extremely clever, was a good wordsmith. And I went up to him one time and I said, boy, I love the way how you put phrases together. And he'll always say beverage instead of drink. You know, I just thought it's very, very good. And then he said to me, well, how can you be so confident on stage? Don't you get nervous? No. And so we kind of took from each other, you know, and we learned from that. Like when I would do the Letterman show, Dave always gets nervous for a show. So I would go down, I'd buy a huge meatball sandwich in New York, right? And I'd wait for Letterman to come around the corner to make up. I'd go, oh, Dave, where's meatball? He goes, no, I'm going on. I'm not done. Oh, Dave. And I just keep pushing it to his face, you know. And then I would bring the meatball sandwich onto the show and, you know, take a bite and the meatball would fall off on his desk and he would get all pissed off. And I mean, it was just so much fun to do because the planned material we had was fine, but the ad-lib stuff with Dave's ability to be quick-witted was the most fun time of my entire career because every 4 to 6 weeks I would do Letterman and I'd always try to do something that would kind of get under his skin. Like that Letterman was once in a magazine called Success Magazine. He was on the cover. So I carry it out and I go, folks, you see this? Dave's on the cover of Success Magazine. Boy, it's unbelievable. Dave, and Dave's going, yeah, you put that down. No, Dave, this is really impressive. So, and I say, you know, Dave, I'm on the cover of a new magazine. I pull out a magazine called Super Success Magazine, twice the size of Dave's, with twice the size picture, right? And of course, Letterman didn't even know that was going to happen. So he really started to laugh, you know, and he starts digging. And, it was just so much fun. It was my favorite time.
It was a magical time. And by the way, you know, we ran through so many of these names here, contemporaries, legends. What'd you think about Arsenio? I loved Arsenio's show.
Arsenio and I do want to go on the road together. I'll tell you a funny Arsenio story. It's big
for that. Because
we were competing against each other. Oh, you know, that kind of thing. So I watched Arsenio's opening show. And he's got Brooke Shields and a bunch, you know, kind of I think Clinton, I think, not President Clinton, the jazz guy, you know. So I'm watching his monologue because you want to watch the other guys to make sure you don't do the same joke. And he says, on my show, it's going to be about the music, about the funk. You're not going to see Barry Manilow's ass on this show. That gets a huge. So I watch all the shows every night, getting close to Christmas. And I see a Sunday come out. Okay, next week on the show, Barry Manilow will join us. I'm like, oh, Barry Manilow, this is great. So I call it, and I haven't spoken to him in months. I call his office, and I said, hi, Jay Leno for Arsenio Hall. He don't want to speak to you. Well, I think I have something I think he'll want to hear. I don't think so. So, hey, what do you want? So he's on the phone. Like, what do you want? Why are you calling me? Why are you bothering me? I went, ooh, next week, Barry Manilow on the show. And he fell off the chair laughing. You know, he realized, you know, on TV, you need every guest. You can't just say, I'm just doing hip people. I'm just doing this, that. And any argument we had disappeared. Ooh, Barry Manilow will be joining my mission. And it was just so funny. In fact, we've done a bunch of dates around the country.
Yeah, you're doing, I was just reading up on this, you're performing more than 100 stand-up shows annually across the country and internationally. I didn't even know that's a rigorous schedule. So we look forward to that. And again, to see, tickets to see Jay Leno on sale now, Ticketmaster.com or BergenPack.org. Use the code FALL5 to receive $5 off each ticket. Two more from me, Jay, because in all likelihood, I'll never have this opportunity to talk to you ever again. Number one, I see...
Actually, it's going okay. I think it'll happen again.
Jay, you just made my day, Jay. I've been trying to get in touch with you forever. So your cars...
Jay, I realize we'll never speak again. So let me ask you this. Go ahead.
Well, the cars in the background. Now, I'm not a car guy. My father was, so we used to watch your show all about the cars. Since my father has passed, I know how difficult it is to upkeep with the cars. He had three of them. You've got like 30,000 of them. I know you love it, but how do you maintain all those cars?
Well, you know, as I said to Charlie Sheen, it's so much cheaper than hookers and cocaine. I enjoy working on, you know, something, when you work with your hands, it makes you appreciate how easy it is to make a living just talking. You know, when you're in show business, you meet a lot of entitled people who feel like, oh, they're very important. And oh, no, my client does not do that. But when you take a transmission out, you realize some guy probably made $80 for the day for doing that. And that's hard work. So you wash your hands, you go, oh, it's so much fun. The classic, I had a big star on the show. I'm not going to say who it was. And during the break, he says to me, hey, I want to get a sports car. What's a good sports car to get? And I said, well, you know, this newest Ferrari that came out is pretty impressive. He goes, you know, everybody's got a Ferrari. And I went, okay, first of all, everybody does not have a Ferrari. Okay. And if you say that, you'll be taken out in the streets and you'll be beaten and killed. I said, most people have never even seen a Ferrari. I said, you got to get out of Beverly Hills, man. You can't just think everybody has a Ferrari. And even he realized how stupid it sounded. And we both laughed about it. But I mean, that's what happens. You live in this bubble and you need to kind of get out and work with your hands and do things.
All right, last one from me, Jay. The Late Shift. I referenced it before. I watched the movie even again, knowing that we would have you on. Have you seen it, and how accurate is The Late Shift or the book by Bill Carter years ago about what went on with you and NBC and Letterman and all that stuff? And your manager, Helen, at the time, how accurate was that?
I think the broad strokes is pretty accurate. Yeah, I think it's pretty. I mean, a lot of little things. Oh, that's not true. I never did that. There's one line makes me laugh. I said to my wife, honey, would you get me a cup of hot coffee? I've never had coffee in my life. I can't stand that. So I laughed at all the little things. But I think for the most part, in that broad stroke thing of show business, it's probably pretty accurate.
You've seen that. BT, you got to watch it, The Late Shift. It is incredible.
I got to get into it.
Jay, I got to be honest, man. This is great. It's a real treat. You're a legend. We appreciate it. Go check Jay out this Friday night, Bergen Pack Center, BergenPack.org for tickets. Use code FALL5 to receive $5 off each ticket. Hope to do it again, Jay. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, we'll do it again, guys. Thanks.
Thank you, Jay.
The great Jay Leno. How about that? Those stories. That was pretty way cool. Better than I thought.
You know, it's funny. Like, sometimes I'll tell you, I'll get lost in YouTube, and sometimes I've gotten lost whether it's... And I wasn't a huge Letterman. Like, you love Letterman.
Yes.
I liked him, and then I kind of got a little tired of him. Whatever. Humor's subjective. It is what it is. And I was definitely more of a Conan, like a quirkiness, the Simpsons. I just love Conan. Like, the body mannerisms, like that element of physical comedy. And I was a big Jay Leno fan as well. And I liked Ferguson too, but I'll go down a rabbit hole on YouTube and like some of the old stuff, like Andre the Giant on early Letterman,
yeah,
or Macho Man was a regular guest with Arsenio. Some of that stuff is gold, man.
Letterman,
those interviews were amazing.
Letterman is for me a dream guest. So to get Jay Leno, and by the way, the one thing about him, I feel like Jay's, I don't know Dave personally, but I just feel like based on a lot of the stuff, Jay is such a nice guy,
approachable,
and there is a, even that, like you see the humility and wow, not everybody's got a Ferrari. Like you gotta, Jay Leno's one of the biggest stars in Hollywood for a long time, running the Tonight Show after Johnny freaking Carson. He was on top,
no question,
of the entertainment world, but yet there is a humility to him. And by the way, he's also, we don't want to get into this, but he's also taking care of his wife who has dementia.
Yeah.
He's doing that. And yeah.
I think he's just a good guy.
That's what I'm saying. I think he's a good-hearted guy who gets painted in a negative light at times because of the way the NBC thing went down, whether it's Conan, whether it was Letterman before him.
Yeah, it made it seem like he had a knife in his hand when really when the executives are calling you back saying we made a mistake. I mean, you got to listen to the call.
And dude, his managers, which is why I say you got to watch The Late Shift.
Yeah.
His manager, Helen, at the time, oh my God. Nightmare to deal with.
Oh, real for him?
Lying
or for...
to him, what? Running things, ripping, going
steal
to NBC,
money, like taking money from him.
No. Just being a terror.
Really?
Where he's like the nicest guy, and she is being such a terror. That's why I wanted to ask him how accurate. And he ended up having a split from her.
I was going
to
say, why didn't you get rid of her? I
mean, you gotta watch it. Right. It's a must watch. The Late Shift. You're not going to read the book at this point.
No.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It is the Johnny's Report, brought to you by our friends at Sullivan Papain. Of course, St. John's coming off a tough loss against Alabama. And I'll tell you, Bama was, I knew they were good. They're better than I thought. So St. John's 1-1 on the year. They dropped from 5-13 in the AP poll. I knew they'd drop a little bit. And they should have. Alabama scooted up here. Up next for the Johnny Saturday, get a chance to get healthy again. William and Mary, that's in Queens, and then Bucknell next Thursday. And then it's off to Vegas for an absolutely loaded, star-studded field. So it's not going to get any easier anytime soon. And I just saw this before, St. John. And it's funny because Patino talked about, I think he said this last year, Sal, that they were going to move away from recruiting any high school kids. Let's face it, you know, I don't know how many more years Rick has doing this. So why not get players who are already fully polished, hit the portal? Well, he's hinted over the summer he might change that philosophy a bit. And I just saw this about an hour ago. They got a commitment from one of the, I don't even have his name, Adam Quindock, I believe is how you say it, top 50 guard in the country. So he picked St. John's over Nova, LSU, and Oregon and Illinois. So St. John's obviously going to be very good. I know St. John's fans were disappointed about the Alabama game. It is a long season. Johnny's will be fine.
Yeah, it was scheduled for a reason. He wanted to have them test that different size and length and the way that they play in the SEC to get them prepared for the tournament. There's a plan. Every step of the way, Patino's got a plan, so it doesn't matter the result of that. They're not going to have as successful regular season as they did a year ago, but they will be more successful in the tournament. BT and Sal, at least that's what I think. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. So I just saw a note here as I was scrolling through social media during that break. This is a report from John Heyman of the Post that the Mets have interest in free agent Cody Bellinger. Heyman also downplayed the possibility of the Dodgers making a strong run at Edwin Diaz, which he says is going to be a good fit for the Mets. But anyway, the Mets have interest. So we could say that they should. We could think that he's going to come back to the Yankees. But at least according to Heyman, the Mets have interest in Cody Bellinger.
Smart. I mean, to me, everything that they're trying to do to get better defensively, to get a little more contact, to get a little more positional versatility, I mean, I think it starts with that. I think I don't think they're going to get him, but I think the fact that they're going hard for him, and by the way, if they do get him, and it's never going to sting like Soto, never going to feel like that again. But if the Mets swoop in and take Bellinger again, like take another Yankee player, I mean, I'm going to be pissed, man. Yankees better not let this happen.
Especially one that was such a great fit for the Yankees. What I will say, and again, we got to try to divide the two. Yankees need him back. I think he's a perfect fit for the Yankees. I can't imagine Bellinger leaving for the Mets. Not the way that I did with Soto. I think it's a different circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
However, from a Mets perspective, if we woke up tomorrow and they signed Cody Bellinger, I don't think they could have a bad offseason as far as the lineup goes. Because he's at the very worst, at the bottom, insurance for Pete Alonso. And you'd rather have a center fielder than you would first baseman. Not to mention he could do a little bit of both. So there isn't a player to me who provides the insurance for Pete that Bellinger does. I think he automatically makes them a better team with or without Pete Alonso. And obviously the idea would be to bring Pete back on top of that.
Yep.
Which is why I say the floor with Bellinger to me cements that at least they won't. I can't guarantee they're going to get two starters. I think they will. That's obviously a huge part of it, a separate part. But if they get Cody Bellinger, I don't think they could have a bad offseason as far as their lineup construction goes.
That's why I say it should start there. Because if you could get that domino to fall, that it does set a lot of stuff up. Hey, by the way, just to wrap it up, the Johnny's Report brought to you by Sullivan & Papain. New York strong, from the core to the community. Remember the name, Sullivan & Papain. The other thing, too, Sal, it would do, like, if Bellinger becomes Mets property, like, I don't love the way this sounds now because there is no Bellinger, and I don't think that you guys get Tucker. I don't even think you guys make a real play for Tucker, nor do I really think the Yankees go bonkers after Tucker. But if you're going to give Carson Benj a chance to win the job, which I like, yeah. I think that that's smart, well, if you just go that route and you don't have a Bellinger or another outfielder brought in and Benj isn't ready and it's just Taylor again and there's no Bellinger and no Tucker and it's Nimmo and it's Soto and it's Taylor in center, I or it may be even Bader. I still don't love that. At least if you have Bellinger, like, okay, and you lose Pete, he could be your first baseman. If you have Bellinger and Benj is the real thing, well, Benj could play center. You know, maybe you trade Nimmo, Bellinger to left, Bellinger to first. It opens up a million options.
Or how about this? Bellinger, now remember, every lineup, it's not the same. So it's not going to be every day, same thing, Bellinger in center field. You could have a day where you play Tyrone Taylor in center, or Benj, to your point, play Bellinger in left.
And no question.
And have Nimmo DH.
You could do that
with Pete at first base.
Against righty, sure.
Or have Pete DH.
Yeah.
And you get the outfield alignment, what you have, and you have Bellinger at first base.
Mm-hmm.
Bellinger is the key piece here to the Mets puzzle. I still don't believe they're going to be able to get him, but when you get a player that can play positions that they need, the Mets have three big holes in center field, first base defensively, and left field defensively.
And second.
Well,
Bellinger
can't play.
Gotcha.
Defensively in left field, they're subpar with Nimmo. Nimmo would also benefit by playing some DH.
Mm-hmm.
At first base, defensively, they're subpar with Alonso. He would benefit by playing some DH. They don't have a center fielder. Bellinger can check all three of those boxes throughout the course of a week.
Yep.
To where he's in there every day. You're getting some other players in. You're getting some other players rest. You're using the flexibility of the DH spot. I mean, he is the perfect fit. I just don't believe he's going to leave the Yankees. And I don't know, and I don't care necessarily about the offensive production, even if it's a little bit less, because of his defensive versatility and valuable nature of his game. That's what the Mets are missing.
Good base runner, clutch. I mean, remember the throw against the Yankees, against the Mets in the Sun. All right, so the names that are out there, you know, Tucker, a Bellinger, a Bregman, a Bichette, a Schwarber. We hit this earlier in the show. If you guys missed anything, free Odyssey app. So I like Tucker as an outfielder, and I love him as a hitter, but he's not Bellinger defensively. Bregman is obviously a terrific third baseman and clutch, but he only solves one position, third base. Schwarber's not going to touch the field defensively, and Bichette's a butcher. He's just a big-time hitter. So of all the potential top five free agent moves that the Mets can make, yeah, maybe other guys are better at certain things, like Tucker a better hitter, whatever, Bregman more clutch, more championship ready. But Bellinger just makes other areas better. I'll tell you, man, that's a piece that we have. This is not the first time we've talked about Bellinger to the Mets.
No, I know.
Again, I don't think he's going, but if you guys get him, it's a massive coup.
Sports Talk on WFAN, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Chris is calling from Michigan. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Great show. Yeah, so the effort of St. John Saturday was not the worst thing. It was actually Dave Sims' commentary, but I'm not going to get into
that. I mean, are you throwing shade at Dave? Come on.
I didn't hear it. Well,
I mean, I was doing the game. I didn't hear Dave do the game, but I know he does a bunch. What?
You most definitely did not hear it, and I don't want to get into
it. All right. I like Dave, but all right, I got you.
I don't mind him either,
but...
Does Dave do all scene?
No.
But he does some, because Hoff and I, when you got us the courtside seats, we ran into Dave.
I met Dave probably in 2003, 2004. He was doing it with Bucky Waters on MSG. So he did a lot of St. John's, like Holiday Festival.
Okay.
He's always been involved in the college game, but just not every single. Gus parachutes in. You get some different.
What else you got, Chris?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay, so I called about Skeens and Cam Schlittler. And my thing is, I was piggybacking off of a couple callers. It's been a while now because you guys did some interviews and stuff and whatnot. But
hey, how about that Jay Leno, huh?
It was great. I loved him. I that's who I watched. That was an NBC guy. So, all right. So the eye test for me is a big thing. And Schlittler has kind of shown it. He's gotten better every start. He's gotten better. So you got to believe he's going to continue to get better and grow from that. And Skeens is great on the eye test. He's great as well. And I don't want to get into the whole New York market thing being too big for him. I don't know if that's a thing, but the eye test for me on that was when he won Rookie of the Year, he looked just so annoyed that there was cameras and stuff in his face. What do you think would happen if he was in New York with Libby Dunn walking around everywhere? Like, I don't think it would get too big to him, but I do think it would play a part on him.
I don't. Chris, it's an interesting thought. It really is. Thank you for the call here. If you are walking around with Libby Dunn, as he has for the last couple of years, aside from being incredibly lucky, you are also very used to cameras and people rolling their phones. You are leaning into a very public existence, so he would be fine here.
And the report from Randy Miller, which got us going with the Skeen stuff, there was a report today that we talked about early on. In case you missed anything, check out on the free Odyssey app, that said Randy Miller spoke to a Pirate teammate of Skeen's who said that Skeen's would like to play for the Yankees. He's not happy with the way that the Pirates aren't going to build a winner and will look to get out of there, and he wants to play for the Yankees. The teammate is on record as saying that. He didn't name who it is, but that's according to NJ.com and Randy Miller. So if he were afraid of that, he certainly wouldn't have the Yankees on his list. He would say, maybe I want to go play for the Braves. Sometimes these guys, a lot of the guys would get, they want to go to a bigger market or get out of there, but not New York.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And the asking to go to the Yankees, that's as big as it gets. I know the Dodgers have gotten big. New York's a different animal.
The guy stays healthy. He's on autopilot to the Hall of Fame. He's that good.
He's doing it anyway, but wanting to do it as a great Yankee.
Well, think about this. Now, if you're trying to distinguish yourselves from your peers, aside from just your resume, I mean, if you join the Dodgers and you win another championship, big damn deal. Right now, if you join the Mets and you win a championship for the first time since 86, that's a massive deal. But in terms of like an elevated profile, if you go to the Yankees and or he forces his way there and you win a World Series for the Yankees for the first time, so again, if he's here next year, I don't know when they're going to win, and I don't know when he's going to come here if he does. So, but it could be 20-something years.
Think about it. Think of what he could have said. It could have been, yeah, I'd love to play for the Dodgers or a winner or whatever. He said specifically Yankees. That to me, regardless of what happens, whether the Pirates trade him or not, whether they trade him to the Yankees or not, that to me already helps build back the Yankee brand, or at least reminds people, hey, we're still the New York Yankees here.
Yeah.
It's not all just about the Dodgers and the Yankees are getting left in the dust by all the players coming from Japan or big free agents. Skeens, arguably the biggest star on the game this side of Ohtani, says he wants to play for the Yankees. That's a huge deal.
How do you spell Livy Dunn real fast? Is it L-I-V-I-E?
L-I-V-Y? No, no, Y. I think it's a Y.
You think, is it?
Yeah, L-I-V-Y? But I'm not 100. What are you doing, searching her?
No, well, no. I mean, I would do that on the air. I just want to see, well, kind of. I want to see how many followers she has. I mean, she's got to have millions of followers. I mean, again, there's no way that...
Jessica Alba. the old
mental Rolodex. There's another name for that, but we won't use it on the air. So, I think when...
L-I-V-V-Y.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to health care that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at uhc.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.